Blog Talk Radio.
Whether you were going to play or whether you were going to get good marks on your paper or things like that. You know, when you start talking about cooperating as far as law enforcement is concerned, that means that you're telling on somebody. Either you're telling on yourself or you're telling on somebody. That's what cooperation means. When you are dealing with the cops, detectives, and all of that. So have you ever cooperated? Well, we're going to get into it tonight. We are going to get involved, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun752. When this your daily go get a mission show. We do this every single day. It rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, Well, then you just say, Omar, with the R, it is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope that y'all are feeling like real men and women should. Also, we going to get into it and get involved. These puzzle pieces right now, we going to solve. We going to put it together like a jigsaw, baby. I'm talking about 1,000 pieces, baby. We going to put it together. We going to make it right, and we going to get that big picture all in our sight. Now, like we was talking about earlier, man. You know, when we're younger, when we are in get set, or what they call preschool, that's when we first learn what the word cooperation means. When you're young like that, a word like cooperation seems like a big word. Unless your parents were like really good English majors or doctors or somebody, some type of professionals where they were using long terminology to describe certain things. So, you know. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? What's going on? Sucre JDX. Sucre Jetois. How you feeling, Ma? Good to see you right now. Right now. And Rita Reds. Rita, what's going on, Rita? So really great to see ya on the Instagram side. Thanks for coming on through, y'all. Holding it down. Holding it down. Cooperation. Like I said, preschool, get set, as we used to call it way back in the day. If you cooperated, that meant that if you were playing with blocks and your friend were playing with blocks, y'all would play with blocks constructively. Cooperate. Y'all took each other's skills, ideas, and whatever, and put them together. Y'all put it together to make something work constructively. Cooperation is a good thing. When you have different people with different ideas, different feelings, different viewpoints, different ways of being creative and things like that, you put them together, and if you can get them to cooperate with each other, then that means that they are communicating well. That means that one or some people are sending out signals, and one or some other people are receiving the signals and returning them. So it's a good flow. It's a way to get work done. It can be a way to make money. It can be a way to make communities run smoothly. It can be a way to make families be in sync. Cooperation is a good thing. And I'd like to ask y'all, when was the last time that y'all had to cooperate with somebody or something? You know, when was the last time that you have been in a situation where you either required or requested someone to cooperate with you, or someone required or requested you to cooperate with them? Did you do it? Do you normally do it? I know people who have an unwillingness to cooperate. Like, I know people who are just stubborn in crazy ways. Crazy ways, you know, they just, you know, like, nah, I'm good. I ain't trying to be cooperating today. Ain't going to be no cooperating today. I'm stubborn. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to do it. I'm lazy. I don't feel like it. I ain't going through it. You can say what you want to do, but I'm not going to do nothing with none of you. And I'm going to haul off by myself. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give it some other motherfuckers for Delph. And we going to do what we want. I might not even do what they want. I ain't going front. Like, I'm not the one who's really willing to be doing things with niggas even when they chilling. And I got top billing and nobody can say on my stage, I'm going to tear this shit up and have the crowd in the rage, and I'm going to take it to the next level. I hang out with the gods and earths every day and never the devils, but 85% is I'm not a renter. I own this whole house, and me and my spouse, and we be getting it in. There's no sins in my brains. I'm going to do this thing, and I'm going to break the chains. I'm not a slave no more. I do this shit with the whores and pimps and all that shit. I'm never going to be a slave. I'm out. Cooperation. It can be the very thing. I mean, if we really think about it, as Black people, if we cooperated with each other more, our potential would be limitless. Not that our potential isn't limitless now, but maybe I should say our effectiveness. There you go. Our effectiveness
relating to our potential would be limitless. We would get so much done. We could get so much accomplished. We could finally be the race that we claim to be, you know what I mean? And what I mean by that is this. You know how black people, we always talking about how strong we are and how great we are, how gifted we are. And it's all true. It's all true. But one thing that we aren't able to brag about ourselves is our effectiveness, whether we are working together or trying to work with each other, whether we're talking about our unification, whether we're talking about our inability to be able to unify for long periods of time to be able to accomplish goals that we have set for ourselves. You know, many of us many times can barely agree on something that we should unify for, like a common cause. You know what I'm saying? It's a struggle for us. And many of the reasons, a lot of times, the reasons for our inability to be able to accomplish things or agree on things is because we don't cooperate with each other. We just don't. We'll cooperate with other races. We'll cooperate with other ethnic groups. We'll cooperate with other cultures. But when we see ourselves, because of our long-standing history of self-hatred, you know, born out of slavery, you know, it makes it sometimes seem impossible for us to cooperate with each other very long. Now, that's not to say that none of us ever cooperate with each other, because we do. You know, y'all come to my show every day. You know, my regulars come to this show every day, and y'all listen to it from beginning to end, from Alpha to Omega. That's cooperation. It doesn't mean that y'all agree with everything that I say, but y'all may see the benefit in some of the things that I'm talking about, and either y'all find the show and the group interesting. It's fulfilling on some level, I would imagine. So there is cooperation there. You know, there is cooperation. There is some type of commonality. Some type of there's some type of unification. And it could be because we don't have a lot of requirements for each other than to hear each other out, try to be understanding of each other, which is normally all you need. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I started asking for money, I probably would get less cooperation. I know how it be. I really do. I know how it be. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But we ain't there yet, son. We ain't even there. So we're talking about cooperation, you know. Now, you as an individual, would you consider yourself to be a cooperator or someone who is a little cooperative, or someone who is totally non-cooperative? Now, most people who are uncooperative don't normally look at themselves that way. I think this is about a bitch. Motherfucker. Let me try that again. There you go. What to say? The first time I posted this shit, it got on some dummy. It hit me with the dummy move. So, listing my, I can't, they are listing my post for the group as a seller's listing. What the hell is that? How does that? Let me see if I do this. Let me see if it changes if I do that. No. I said, okay. Anyway, So what would you consider yourself to be? Would you consider yourself to be cooperative, or would you consider yourself to be uncooperative? I think with myself, there are times where I can be very cooperative, and those times are normally in the beginning. I put up a post today to say that I'm not really qualified to join, you know, groups, organizations, churches, things like that. I'm not really into that because I'm not very cooperative over the long haul. When soon as you start getting in my pockets, I'm not going to be very cooperative because I'm going to become very inquisitive. Where's the money going? How can we get it done without the money? Not that I don't have the money. I have money for this, but I don't see why you got to get it. Like you getting all this money from everybody, and what are you going to do with it? Like, that's not for me. Not only that, but I don't really like to be told what to do in the interest of other people. I'm like, I don't mind receiving instruction, but I don't really like being told what to do. And in my mind, there's a difference. Like, I'll take instruction because instruction means that I may or may not know how to do something, so I want to learn how to do it, so I'm going to take instruction. I'll take directions. I'll read directions, things like that. But being told what to do is like, no, you got to do this and you got to do that. And I'm like, what if I don't? What if I don't? I was having that conversation the other day talking about people who have gone back to school. And I'm very... I'm in deep admiration of people who, you know, grown-ups, full-fledged, full-grown adults who go back to school to get their degrees. I am. I'm intrigued by them. I'm like, yo, you go, boy. You go, girl. Do the damn thing. That's what's up. Taking these classes, what you trying to do? How much longer you got? I'm interested. I like education. I like educational opportunities. I like things, you know, dealing with learning and stuff like that. I like to learn, but I didn't like to go to school. Well, I can't say that I ain't like to go to school because I went every day. I ain't never really play hooky. Maybe like three times, if that. But yeah, I didn't really like school. That wasn't really my thing. I love learning, but I didn't really like school. And what I didn't like about school was the restrictive, I don't know. I always wondered if I would have benefited more from like an open classroom, you know. I don't know if there is such a thing, but there probably is. But I think if there was another way for me to have learned things like through exploration and things like that, I probably would have liked school more. But I didn't like the confinement of high school and all of that. I was pretty popular in high school in that people knew me. A lot of people liked me. Not everybody. But what I didn't like about high school is the pressure to cooperate with people that you didn't really want to cooperate with. I didn't like the peer pressure. I never liked the peer pressure that high school applied to me, and I rebelled against it a lot. Like, while y'all doing that, I'm doing this. And I was. And basically, you know how, all right, in high school, in a city like Philly, you'll notice that a lot of the kids are into the same fads. We all doing the same thing. I was always one step ahead of them. Like, if y'all on, let's say if all y'all wearing Lees, I'm not wearing Lees. I'm going to wear Levi's. Check that out. I'm going to wear Gap jeans or something like that. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm trying to be a cookie cutter at all of y'all. So I didn't cooperate in that way. You know, I was always looking towards the next innovative thing. Like, what's coming after that? I was always trying to get there. So I guess in many ways, I wasn't very cooperative, but it doesn't mean that I didn't try to get along with people. I did, but I didn't like being pressured into going along to get along. I was like, can't we just get along a different way? You do you, I do me. Why can't we get along that way? High school wasn't like that, and that's what I didn't like about it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't like that confinement. I didn't like that culture of it. So I rebelled against it a lot. So it was different. Other than that, I consider myself to be pretty cooperative. Either I'm going to cooperate with the group or I'm going to leave the group. So in that way, you could kind of say that I'm not cooperative. Or you may say, yeah, he's cooperative. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says cooperating as a team player to reach a common goal is one thing. Cooperating as a team player to reach a common goal is one thing. Yeah. People on a sports team or any type of teamwork is going to require cooperation. There's no way around it. But you can still have players on that team who cooperate and don't cooperate fully. Basketball team. Ball hog. Now, let's make sure we understand our terminology, because you have a ball hog and then you might have a ball hawk. A ball hawk is actually a good thing because that's a cooperating player. A ball hawk is somebody who's good at getting rebounds. So they, no matter where the ball rebounds from, off the backboard, off the rim, they are able to get to it. Get that board and pass it to the player who is in the best position to score, or they're able to score themselves. A ball hog is just a gunner. Never saw a shot that they didn't like. Putting it up. Allen Iverson all day. They ain't going in, though. Allen Iverson put up a lot of shots, but a lot of those shots went in. Basketball enthusiasts say, no, they really, a lot of them didn't go in. His shot percentage was really low. I'm like, most players' shot percentages, like, it don't be in the 70s, 80s. Not when you're a shooter. He was a shooter. And I guess if you're a point guard, you're not supposed to be a shooter. So I don't know what I never made him the two, even though he was very short. But, I mean, he was short. You know, but, I mean, look, he could play. Spud Webb was 5'7". He made it to the NBA. Anyway, you know, cooperating is something that we have to learn how to do in certain scenarios. And if you're not the type of person that will ever learn how to cooperate, it's going to be hard for you to make friends. It's going to be hard for you to cement relationships that will last. It's going to be hard for you to obtain and maintain resources. And that's not what you want. Especially when people are investing in you, they're going to want you, no, they're going to require you to cooperate. Record companies back in the day required their artists to cooperate. No, you're not going to create your own image. This A&R is going to create the image for you. Yeah. Who you think you are? Wu-Tang Clan? You don't know nothing about image. Let our people who know about this thing, this type of thing, let them make you over. You wanted a record deal. These cats are investing money in you. And they gave you money. They gave you an advance for studio time and other expenses that you may incur while you are working on your album project. But yeah, you're going to make the album. You're going to make the songs that they want, that they think should be put out as singles. And you're going to cooperate with that. Yeah, the talent is all of yours, but the money is all of theirs. So you're going to cooperate with what they say and with what they want. Now, in your mind, you may not be cooperating at all, but physically, you're going to cooperate. Simple as that. And you may really resent that cooperation. So in order for you to be able to have more creative control, you know what you have to do as an artist. You got to sell a bunch of records so you can be in more control. Sometimes, most of the, I don't know. I don't know the percentages on that. So this is what I'm going to say. A lot of times that worked. A lot of times it didn't work. Your sophomore project went, you know, on some Cyndi Lauper shit. Well, Cyndi Lauper's second album wasn't bad. The True Colors joint and all of that, but it was nothing like Girls Just Want to Have Fun. But who knew that was going to blow? Who knew? Who knew that damn near every song on the album would become a single? Who knew? Michael Jackson did not have to cooperate with Epic Records, who was owned by Sony. He didn't have to cooperate. You know why he didn't have to cooperate? Because he knew what he was doing. He sold records. Off the Wall sold a lot of records. How much? How many records? How many copies did Off the Wall sell anyway? Anybody know off the top of their head? I remember Thriller used to be 30 million. It's probably way more than that now. Let me see. Let's see. How many copies did Off the Wall sell by Michael Jackson?
According to liveabout.com, after releasing four solo albums as a teenager on Motown Records, Off the Wall established Jackson as a superstar solo artist. The album has sold over 30 million copies and generated numerous honors for Jackson. In 1980, he won his first Grammy Award, Best Male R&B Vocal Performance, for the album's first single, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
30 million? That used to be how much Thriller sold, and that was the biggest album ever at the time. So as time went on, you know, when you have a good album, then sometimes people go back and buy the rest of your catalog, and it helps those to go gold and platinum. So 30 million, what the fuck? Damn. Sheesh, 30 million. So even though it wasn't 30 million at the time, Off the Wall was his fifth solo album? How? Wasn't he with the Jackson 5? How could that be his fifth solo album? I thought that was his first solo album. It says Off the Wall is the fifth solo album, but this is Wikipedia. I don't know what the fuck. Remember back in the day when you didn't know Wikipedia was able to be tampered with? You thought the shit was like, you know, it had Pedia in it. We thought somehow Wiki was like some online talk, but we thought like the facts. We thought that the information was factual in Wikipedia. Come to find out later on, it was like, oh no, you can go in there and change whatever you want to change. So I don't know. Okay. Well, anyway, because he did so well on his first project, he was able to have more creative control because of his success with the Jackson 5 and all of that. He was a bona fide superstar. And so he had more of an influence to be able to do the things and suggest things and try things that he thought would be beneficial than other artists may have had. So he didn't have to cooperate all the time. And he didn't. He didn't. Michael Jackson was pretty stubborn with a lot of things from what I understand. But shit, oftentimes he was the smartest man in the room. So tell you what, y'all cooperate with me and watch y'all get paid. And I guess they was like, your buddy's mine. Okay, anyway. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on? Shout out, Sher. Make sure that y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, and we are talking about your willingness or unwillingness to cooperate. Your willingness or unwillingness to cooperate. We are talking about the essence of what cooperation is. Cooperation. If you would like to call into the show, I invite you to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. Put in your 2 cents. You can talk about 50 cents. All right. So we're talking about cooperation tonight, y'all. What you know about cooperating? Do you be cooperating or do you... Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm saying? Actual fact, baby. Actual facts. Do you cooperate? Man, this is some bullshit. Okay. Now, if I push... Okay. If I turn off sale format, then it goes back regular. Okay. Because I was like, this not going to work. This ain't going to work, homie. This ain't going to work. All right. That's better. That better. All right. There we go. Much better. All right. I feel better. So, yeah, man. You know, as we talk about cooperation, sometimes you can feel like your cooperation is your cooperating. They sound the same, but they're not the same. But they can be. And you know when they... are sort of the same in law enforcement. If you've ever witnessed a crime or if you've ever committed a crime or been suspected of committing a crime and you stand in front of and you are questioned by the police and then by detectives who are also police, then you learn a different form of what cooperation is. In law enforcement, cooperation is when you are willing to tell on somebody, whether you're telling on yourself or whether you're telling on somebody else. But in law enforcement, they consider someone who is cooperating to be someone who will tell you what happened. Someone who will snitch. Someone who will tell. Someone who will identify or who will give a statement. So you'll hear a lot of times, you'll hear that a suspect isn't cooperating. He isn't cooperating. Remember when we were talking about when you cooperate as a youngster, it normally means that all parties that are cooperating will benefit. They're working together. And all parties will benefit. You're working together. When you in that interrogation room, y'all are not working together. if they think you have information that you refuse to share, it's going to be a long night for you. And I do mean a night. You know, I watch a lot of the ID channel, Investigation Discovery. And I love the way that they talk about when they picked up witnesses and suspects and persons of interest. And they talk about how they didn't have any real evidence on them. I mean, they didn't have any real evidence, so they had to let them go. Well, I know people who didn't do shit. But the cops thought that they knew something, and they made sure that they didn't go home that night. You understand? Like, you wasn't going nowhere. You wasn't going home. You was going to chill until we kept you so long that we would be held liable to the point where you could sue us for mistreatment, false accusation, false imprisonment. Well, you would be surprised at how long that can go. How long that can go on. If you didn't do anything, you could be treated like you were an actual suspect. So let's say, for example, somebody on your block got shot. Somebody on your block got shot. Somebody on your block got shot, and they just happened to be your brother. Ooh. Your brother shot somebody, and he lives in your house? Oh, let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. You haven't talked to your brother who lives in your house. Like, no, I haven't talked to my brother. I don't know. I don't know if he on the run or whatever. I don't know if he did anything. They know you saw it, though. They know it. You may not have had anything to do with it, but you saw it. And the suspect or person of interest lives in your home, or they know for a fact that somebody cooperated with them, and that's how they know that you know more than what you're saying that you know. Well, you're going to get a request to come down to the precinct and do an interview. And that interview going to be longer than the motherfucker, man, because they want you to cooperate. Now, here's the thing with this cooperation thing. Now, cooperation is taking on a new meaning. Because remember what we were talking about when you cooperated when you were younger, when you were in the classroom, in the cubbyhole and recess and all the sandbox. When you cooperated, you worked together, and all parties benefited. All the children benefited because they cooperated with each other. But in law enforcement, they want you to tell on somebody. And a lot of times, if you don't tell on somebody and they know that you know more than what you're sharing, they could get you for obstruction of justice. They could get you for obstruction. It's going to be a long night. And you fuck, son. Yo, you ain't going home. You ain't eating. You ain't getting no cigarettes. You ain't go. It's crazy. But now, if you don't cooperate, there are consequences to your lack of cooperation. Now, remember before, you cooperated, you benefited. Now you may benefit by either not having charges pressed against you or, well, guess what? You got warrants too. And you ain't just going to be able to come down here and get this bench warrant off of you. We going to detain you since you don't want to give up nobody. Well, we ain't giving you up. We about to talk to the DA. You about to max out on these parking tickets. Parking tickets? Yeah. You about to max out on these parking tickets. That way, we can keep questioning you. We know where you are. Now, I'm going to ask you again. When was the last time you saw your brother? The last time I saw my brother was yesterday. The last time you saw your brother was yesterday? Yeah. So you didn't see your brother on the block earlier today? No. 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 What if I tell you that we have surveillance cameras that says that saw us see you see him? How can you tell me who I saw? Well, the camera says that you spoke to your brother. Oh yeah, show me that video. Cause I ain't saw my brother since yesterday. Now there's a good chance that the cops are lying. You might know damn well ain't no damn cameras on them on my block. The only cameras on my block is people who got those little video doorbells. And I wasn't standing in front of their house. When I saw or not saw my brother shoot somebody. Or whatever y'all talking about. So you can be detained, possibly even prosecuted for obstructing justice. Barbara Hill Cisse, Bobby Hill Cisse. How you feeling, Ma? It's good to see me some you, no doubt. Thanks for coming through. So yeah. So that's when cooperation takes on a whole different meaning. The only benefit that you're going to get from cooperating may be your freedom. It's a pretty good deal. However, you didn't do shit. And this is not feeling like cooperation to you. How the cops going to tell you that you saw somebody or that you know something? You can't make me see something. You can't make me know something. But they can make your life a living hell. You know, when you're being interrogated by the police, when you're giving a statement or whatever, it's a scary thing. Again, because they can treat you like you were the person, like you are the offender or the assailant or the person of interest or the accused. They can treat you like that legally. I'll tell y'all something. Speaking of cooperating with law enforcement. I don't know if all of y'all know this, but do know this. The cops have the full legal right to lie to you in order to coerce you into giving a confession. So they can say things like, yeah, we have camera footage, puts you in the same place that the crime happened. Same place, same time. We have video footage. We have eyewitness accounts. They told me it was you. They told me it was you. You. They said it was you. They said it was you. And you thinking like, I was in the vicinity. Look, no matter what, I'm not snitching. I'm not fucking telling. You also thinking, should I lawyer up? You know, like, I want to speak to an attorney. You thinking like, I really just want to go the fuck home. So legally, they can tell you things that will prey on your just wanting to go home. Get you all cased up or all jammed up. It's not illegal. So they can lie to you in order to get you to confess. If you are a suspect, you go back in there. Only reason I said it is because they said this, that. They're like, hmm. So
yeah,
they can lie to you legally. So I mean, that's something that that all black people should know, because they have gotten a lot of people to confess the crimes by either telling them that they already knew that they did it, or by telling them that all they have to do is say this or that, and then you'll be able to go home lying through their teeth, and you go ahead and you spill the beans. You may not have even done it, but you spill the beans. It's like, all right, so they told me what to say. They told me what to write. I wrote the shit. They said I could go home after I wrote it. They locked me the fuck up. It was a different home. It became my home for 7 years while I fought that case. So, yeah, man, cooperating with law enforcement is different. It doesn't often have any benefits for you. Now, on a positive side, perhaps you saw somebody hurt or kill somebody that you cared about. You may elect to cooperate with law enforcement. You may tell them like, yeah, they killed my cousin. They killed my cousin. My cousin didn't deserve that. It's fucked up. Yeah. Hell yeah, I'm cooperating. Such and such did it. I kind of know why they did it, but that's not, it wasn't right. But yeah, and I will take the stand. You're cooperating with law enforcement. The accused may not cooperate with law enforcement. He's pleading not guilty. Nope. I ain't do shit. First degree murder. No, not me. No murder. I ain't kill that man. Could be 100 witnesses. Not guilty. It was self-defense. It was self-defense. You shot the motherfuckers. You shot him 3 times in the back of the head. How could you defend from the back? You act like he couldn't turn around. You know what? Guilty. You're out of here. So Claire Jatois says, that's why you keep your mouth shut. Yeah. But, yeah, sometimes keeping your mouth shut. So, you know what? I'm glad speaking of keep your mouth shut. Yeah, so you see your cousin get killed or somebody like that, and you cooperate with the cops or whatever. I've seen people get killed because of that. I mean, my young boy, man. He got shot and his cousin got killed. Shot at close range with a shotgun. He survived. Came back and he was going to testify. Like, I know who did it. I know why. And all of that. Fuck that. They killed my cousin. That was my man. And, yeah, I'm going to court. He never made it to court. They made sure that he never made it to court. Philly is an unforgiving place, man. Motherfuckers here, I know that they have violent people everywhere, but Philly different. Philly different. Motherfuckers will smoke you here and leave you here. Yeah. It's just, you know, I mean, we so desensitized to it that we kind of expect it. Like, yeah, you know damn well if you gonna testify against somebody and you don't have no, and you're not getting police protection, or even if you are, you got to know somebody going to come and get you. Motherfuckers ain't trying to do that time. Sucreja Toi says, I've seen people cooperate and the cops tell the person who told on them. You know that shit. Man, is that true. Man, is that true. Yeah. Yeah, well, Shaheen Taylor says that Shaheen Taylor places you at the scene of the crime. He said you was a trigger man. You know Shaheen, don't you? Yeah. Well, Shaheen know you too. And this is his account. This is what he said that you did. It's like, and then you got the cats who commit crimes or may have been a corroborating witness, and they claim, you know, they do a few years in jail or whatever, and they be like, I ain't snitch. I ain't say nothing. The reason I had to do my time was because I ain't no snitch. I ain't no rat. Well, look at this discovery. Discovery. That's a legal term for the evidence that was obtained by law enforcement that you committed the crime. That's discovery. You know, so when you hear lawyers say, well, we're not prepared to try this case because we haven't had discovery. And the judge be like, well, you've had time. What do you mean you ain't no discovery? And he has the power to throw that shit out. Like, yeah, well, we gave you significant time to come up with this evidence. He's pleading not guilty. He says there is no evidence by the police statement. Police report, there isn't enough evidence. And now you here telling me that you don't have discovery? You having problems with discovery? The judge might say, all right, I'll give you another few days or whatever. You know. Or you might say, all right. Case dismissed. Because your lawyer is like, nah, they had enough time to get their shit together. Nah, Your Honor. Nah. I move to have the case dismissed. Well, case dismissed. Take your black ass home. Discovery. When your lawyer has discovery, that he has a list of evidence that the state has against you, or that the feds have against you. You know, a mountain of evidence, places you've been, people that you've talked to, you know, all kinds of things, physical evidence, guns, bullet casings, fingerprints, DNA, yeah, and statements. So you came home after 5 years, but your people got 20 to infinity, and you home in five. Like, I ain't rat. I ain't rat. This discovery says that you're a rat, and that's how come you got home rat. They only got you for the crimes you did, rat. They ain't get you for no for being an accomplice. You was sure as fuck an accomplice. But you a rat. So Cassidy coming home talking about, nah, man, I ain't no rat. This is battle rapper. This is battle rapper. He did 5 years in jail. His name is Adi Boom. He did 5 years in jail. And he claimed that he never told. He never ratted. He didn't snitch. And that's why he had to do the five. But the people that he did the crime with got way more than five. He came home. The dude he battled, he got back into battle rap. The dude he battled went and got all of the evidence of his case. And it showed. The paperwork showed that he read it. You can't beat that. Straight game statement. It was ugly. He lost that battle. And his whole career, he's done. He's done. He's done. But he said he didn't rat. Well, maybe he didn't rat, but he told. He gave a statement. And now cats won't book him. They won't book him. It's messed up, but it happened. Cooperation. He cooperated with law enforcement. Peace to you, Adi Boom. Barbara Hill CCA says, hey, and son, that pisses me off. I learned that in criminal justice course. Right off the bat, ask for any attorney. I'm shaking my head. Ask for an attorney. Yeah, them motherfuckers, cats don't be knowing that shit. You know, you don't give no statements. My name, this is my ID. I don't have anything further to say. I request an attorney. Y'all can't ask me shit else unless y'all want me to go home right now. They kept questioning me after I requested an attorney. Anything that was said after that is null and void. Comedian Sean Clay, what's going on, my brother? What's going on? Good to see me some you. But yeah, Adi Boom, yeah, Sucre. Adi Boom, he ate that one. That was an ugly battle. Because motherfuckers was in the crowd like, everybody thought he did that nickel and that, you know, like, yeah, he snitched, blah, blah, blah. His opponent started, he was going at him. He was like, look, you looking at me like you want to beat me up. You should have fought the case. Yeah, he said something like, you looking at me like you want to fight me. You should have fought the case. Like, oh, he never got booked again. And he was one of those rappers. People was waiting to come back. He was one of those keep it real. Yo, man, motherfuckers be wanting to come home. But when you cooperate with law enforcement, that means you told. You, sir, are a snitch. You are a rat. Don't start scratching me. She like, oh, is there a rat in here? There's a rat in this house. There's a rat in this house. My bad, Chrissy. Okay, so Nars Hill says you can go and get Pop walking out of the precinct. Oh man, you ain't never lied, man. Woo, Magnificent Morocco, what's going on, my brother? Good to see me some of you. Thanks for coming on by. Thanks for coming on through. And he says, some jailhouse lawyers better than PD. Yeah, because a public defender doesn't have, his caseload is way too big to be doing a thorough investigation of your case. He doesn't have the resources. It's not like he has a, he doesn't have private investigators that can go and ask questions and you know, gather evidence and make sure that they get the things in order to prove you wrong. So they just, that's why motherfuckers be getting pleas. Motherfuckers don't be going to court. They don't be going to court. And black people are encouraged not to try to go to court because it doesn't turn out very well for them. It doesn't go well. So they be going out on plea agreements. Listen, man, the state has a really strong case against you, but they offering you a deal. What kind of fucking deal sends you to jail? There ain't no deal I would take. Well, yeah, you know, because you're facing this much time. You're facing 18 to 27. But they're going to give you a deal for 12. That's a deal? A dozen years? That's the deal you talking about? I'm like, what the deal? What the deal is? What the deal? No. But niggas be going out on that because they can't afford effective legal counsel. And let me tell y'all something about legal counsel since we're talking about cooperating. Because I'm going to tell you about some of these defense lawyers that, you know, these criminal lawyers that y'all be getting. When you don't pay them their money, well, you retained them, so they have to fight your case for you. But they don't have to try to win it. There's a difference between fighting your case and fighting for you. So, yeah. So you don't know nothing about discovery. You don't know nothing about the evidence that the state has or whatever. And they ain't going to tell you. So he's your lawyer. He got half of his money. He feeling some kind of way about probably not getting the rest of his money, so he gonna sell you the fuck out. Yeah, man, the case, the state has a pretty good case against you. But what we can do is, now he may have evidence that will straight exonerate your black ass. But guess what? You ain't pay him, so he ain't letting you know what that evidence is. And you have every right to know what the state has against you. You have every right to know that. But is your lawyer telling you that? No, no, no. So here you are. Every time I turn around, going back upstate again, right back. In jail again. These stripes, back in jail again. A state green. Yo, County Orange, state green. Yo, County Orange. County Orange. Yo, you look good all in your state greens. Yo, give me that jail pose. Yo, send me some flicks and some camera pictures and some hoes. I go, yo, and I need a pen pal, and can you get me a phone, and can you do these things, yeah, give me some contour vigors, so I won't have to be alone. Yo, state orange, state green, you know what I mean, yo, state green, and a county orange, yo, nothing rhymes with orange, but I can make something rhyme with orange, but anyway, Emily Dunlap in the house, I said to Emily, and she said, done missed almost the whole show. You did, because I'm about to do these birthday shout-outs. It's all good. Love, love, love. But I did share and like, oh, there you go, man. I appreciate that. Oh, that's great. Bobby Hill, CC says, a dude got out of jail a couple of months back, was reportedly waiting for a ride, and was chased back towards the prison. Yeah, that's it. Happened downstate prison where he was mowed down by bullets, drive-by. He had just gone live. Yeah, that was, I'm telling you, man, this city here, motherfuckers will smoke you. You think they won't when they will. Sit back, relax, do your damn thing and chill. They ain't, you know. It ain't everybody though, y'all. You know, this is the city of brotherly. This is the city of brotherly. This is a city where motherfuckers to say hi. She also says, and you can't say you didn't know because they were sure to put ignorance, and ignorance is no defense into the law. Yeah. Narcissus says, and Barbara Hill, he said, that's what they said to me when I had a knife on my person. Cal Chamberlain says, ATF has joined with the police to help stem the stop the violence, so they say. Yeah, okay. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, yo. We about to get it on and cause some harm. Alcohol, tobacco, and fire, huh? Let's see. Sucrezy Trois says, the thing is, they can't hold you. They can't hold you for 2 to 3 days just to question you. If they want to be, they can. The thing is, they can hold you for 2 to 3 days to question you. If they just want to be petty or pressure you. Imagine that shit. They got you in the precinct. One day, one full day. You thought you was going to work the next day. No, you ain't. The next day either. Or the next day. 2 to 3 days. So crazy. She says, and the public defenders know that. That's some bullshit. Bullshit. How the hell you gonna make a hit? All right, y'all, we have some birthday shout-outs. Yes, we do. We got some birthday shout-outs. Oh, that's for you. My man, Troy Stephen Sanders, is in the house. What's going on, turn it out? What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming through. It's always good to see me, some you, and that's true. All right, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. May 7th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Georgette Brat Bowen. I'm sorry. And also, Sori Paul, turning 34 years old today. And Denise Bush, turning 55 years old today. And Tamara Turner, turning 58 years old today. And William J. Ashmore, turning 45. Bow, 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 bow. Turning 45 years old today. And Becky McGaster, and she's black. Dark skin a little bit, in fact. And last but not least, my girl Ivy Lynn. I said Ivy Lynn. What up, Ivy? I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. May 7th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen. Cooperation when you're younger, it's cooperation. Everybody benefits, everybody works together, everybody gets along. We gonna be together forever together. We're Run DMC and we're tougher than leather. But when you see a crime or you commit one, if you cooperate, you're done and you're outside. You're sitting down, son, 3 years, 4 years, more than that. Oh, Well, there's going to be a time in your life where you're going to be able to resist cooperating, where cooperation can really be your choice or not. And then there'll be times in your life where cooperation is not going to be an option, or being uncooperative is not going to be an option. But for right now, I would say enjoy your time in the sun, because the sun always shines, baby. The sun always shines, baby. The sun always, the sun always shines, baby. I want y'all to have a good night. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love you right back to life. Listen, we will be back on tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock for the Urban Therapy with Sun show. And tomorrow on the Urban Therapy with Sun show. Tomorrow on the Urban Therapy with Sun show, we are talking about how, or should I say, what the way that you treat the elderly and children say about you. So we're going to talk about that. What does the way that you treat children and the elderly say about you? So if you treat the elderly and children really well, what does it say? And if you treat them like shit, what does it say? If you abuse either of them, what does it say? Can you change? Can you do it another way? Well, we're going to see. 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on the Urban Therapy with Sun show. I want y'all to have a magnificent night tonight. I know the weather is good. A lot of y'all been vaccinated and y'all feel like supermen and women. Be careful out there. I still say wear your PPE. You know what I mean? You might slide up under somebody that got the monster, the COVID monster. And you don't want that. You don't need that. Still, you have to protect yourself at all times. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you wear a condom, that I don't think that you should take a chance on having sex with somebody who has HIV. Would you do it? Some people actually would. The motherfuckers is crazy. Peace to my sis, Medita McIntyre Coleman guy. She just came back from down south. She's down there in Louisiana and Mississippi and all of that. She said, man, ain't nobody wearing masks down here. But then she was talking about outside. I'm like, well, outside is a different animal. But it's a different, you can clearly see the difference in culture down there. All right, y'all. So I see y'all tomorrow at 11 o'clock, if not sooner. Y'all have a good night. Have a safe night. Love is love, baby. So we're going to get Blog Talk on about it. Don't forget to like the show. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. And thanks for coming through, y'all. Appreciate it. Mucho, mucho. So Blog Talk, you're out.